Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's talk history today about Don Mathers as he relates his story of his first years in Chelan. He said, "We moved to town about Christmas time so the younger children could go to school. We moved back to the ranch in March to get ready for spring planting. The winter of 1896 was a hard one for everyone in Chelan. There was a lot of sickness, colds, measles, scarlet fever, diphtheria, and other sickness. And then the smallpox, a gift from the Colville Indians, broke out. There were only about 20 cases in Chelan and in the hills. No one died with it. I was one of the first to contract the disease, but had it very light. I was only 16 years old, but was able to help by driving my team of cayuses hitched to a sled and get things that were needed. Dr. Haley rigged a place to sterilize the clothing and the bodies of the ones that had direct contact with the disease. It was very crude, consisting of his back room and a woodshed about 6 feet apart. A canvas was stretched between the doors, a stove with a large kettle to warm the water and carbolic acid mixture, and a large washtub were in the woodshed. A person would undress in the back room, walk to the shed without any clothes on, and put on the clothes to wear when in the room with the sick. When one came back, one had to take a very thorough bath in the washtub, walk to the back room without clothes, put on regular clothes before being fit to go home. It worked. The winter had been very hard on the real old folks and the very young. There were several deaths, no undertaker to take care of them. Coffins had to be made by hand by the men and lined by women with the whatever material they could get. The road to the cemetery had been kept open by driving heavy sleds up and back. This made it possible to bury in the cemetery. Spring came at last with a warm Chinook wind, which melted the snow too fast, and many of the dirt roads were washed out. The ranchers soon fixed them so a wagon could get over them again. By the 15th of April, most of the crops were planted, cattle were on the range, and the hard times of the winter were forgotten. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.